are the differences between disenchantment and dispassion? What are their characteristics? Are they?
Nibbida. I'm just sort of looking at the, I mean, different words, disenchantment, nibbida, and I'm just making it up, in the sense that, but the nibbida is just looking at the different translations. Disenchantment, but this is also where this losing the flavor. Revulsion is how Bhikkhu Bodhi translated for quite some time, which has a very negative connotation. But the nibbida is a Dhamma term that is exclusively wholesome. So that the disenchantment, and it's hard to put it into English, because the disenchantment is sort of almost disheartened, but the heart is full, therefore it's not inclined to entanglement. Dispassion is also, losing the passion for cooling is a cooling, also literally it's oftentimes translated as fading away. So there's a fading away of kind of a passion. They're two different words. They've got slightly different flavors, but I don't think there's a huge distinction between them. But there is in terms of progression, it's usually nibbida viraga. When they come up in the suttas, disenchantment usually is talked about first, and dispassion later.
Also, the another English word that's quite accurate but has a negative connotation is disgust, yeah. And which has for something to be disgusting or to be disgusted, there's a negativity there. But the word itself literally means to lose your taste. So that dispassion is like that, the mind is no longer entranced or bedazzled or has lost its taste for worldly things. So like that first of the 10 reflections, I'm no longer living according to worldly aims and values. It's like consciously cultivating that losing your taste for excitements of things to see and hear and smell and taste and touch. And so it's very, very wholesome, but the English way of rendering it has got a negative connotation. To lose your taste is it's like no longer intoxicated or carried away by childish or superficial glamour of things. So it does help to dig into the language somewhat. And then also viraga, the English word rage is related to raga. So a kind of heated, as a...
Definitely some passion.
Though. Yeah, the kind of the element of kind of heated, excited, charged up. And then vi in that respect is not not charged up, not excited, not getting overheated about things that... sense objects and such, right?